Good afternoon. This is Mark O with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January 7th. The grains closed lower with March corn down a penny, 494. March wheat down 5 1/4 cents at 642 1/4. March beans down 6 1/4 cents at 1355 1/4. Meal and oil both closed lower on the day. The beans rallied the better part of 15 cents late in the session. Gave back about 4 of it by the close. Not sure what rallied at the meal. Really didn't do much, but the oil did rally a good 60 ticks, which is about 6 cents worth of the rally. Frankly, I'm really surprised at today's action. I really thought we were going to bury these markets. The 37,000 export figure on the beans is the worst number I've ever seen. 275 on the wheat. Excuse me, is one of the lowest I've ever seen. Yeah, the export sales this morning in the beans, 343 total, was a little bit of a help. But I see much better weather in Brazil, better weather in Argentina. The guys that are, you know, touting these low carryouts, the average carryout guess on Tuesday is 1.6 billion bushels on the corn. It's only down 100 million bushels. Beans, 139. That's down 35 from last month. I mean, that's a significant hit, but we're at almost $14 beans out here, $13.50, $14 beans. Wheat's only going to be down by about 3 million. World stocks, down 5 million in corn, down 3 million in beans, down 1 million in the wheat. I don't think these prices, these numbers, if this is what happens, justifies these kind of prices. The Argentinian corn crop is only going to be cut by about 1.5 million metric tons. The beans about 1.5 million. Brazilian corn down about 2 1/4. Beans only down 1.5 million metric tons. Considering all the rhetoric we've heard, they don't sound like terrible numbers to me. And if we do get good rains, they can still make one heck of a crop out here. I mean, this is their July time frame, and if they start getting rains, they're going to make these crops. So, you know, when it's all said and done, I continue to believe with the funds as overbought as they are, with the relative strength index as overbought as it is. Funds are record long corn, beans, oil, meal. You know, we should have seen some rebalancing today. Maybe that's why we were a little bit lower. But if they're going to rebalance over the next 2 days, I would think we'd see much more than what we saw here today. I'm really surprised we didn't really step on a landmine today. The Dow Jones is up 200. Can't figure that out for the life of me. Bitcoin made new historic highs at $41,000 a coin. I mean, if somebody's asking me, do I want 17 ounces of gold? And maybe 18. I didn't do the math today. 17, 18 gold coins, 1 ounce gold coins, would I want one Bitcoin for the same money? I'm going to take 17 or 18 gold coins every day of the week. So I don't know. Some of these markets really mystify me. The Dow, the Bitcoin, and you know, I think we're getting, you know, close to an end here in the grains, but they certainly don't want to give it up easy. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3340. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.